From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Now this week, dear listener, we're going to be talking about bar camps. And I'm slightly embarrassed because we're talking about something that I put together and I asked Nigel to be a part of. So, Nigel, I'd like you to really give your view on this, you know, the event we had at Learning Technologies and also your view on this type of event.
With pleasure. You didn't hold my arm up behind my back, Martin, and insist that we did this. It was my idea to talk about it because it made a big impact on me. You've been doing it for 6 years. I think I went to the very first one. I haven't been back for 4 or 5 years. So it was a very interesting experience for me. And what was fascinating and the conclusions that I draw is that there's a massive place for the informal in a conference. Now, conferences, whatever you think about them, are very set, formal, structured environments. And to have something that just breaks the mold, that is entirely informal, actually, by irony, really, increases the quality of the conversation. So that, you know, I said it was one of the great sessions at the conference, echoed by a number of the people who were there. That's a massive tribute. So essentially a bar camp for those who can't put the two words together and work out what it is. It's basically a boot camp in a bar. So the format is a group of people, 40 odd, gather, and they're divided into groups of four, and there are four conversations. So each person leading the conversation, I led one, and a number of other much more eminent people led the other three. We do it once, then again and again and again. So the end of it is when all of the people in the bar camp have had a chance to talk to all of the speakers. So it's an incredibly simple format. But because it's a bar, it means that I was leading each of the sessions. And I thought, well, you know, I know what I'm doing, but I had no control whatsoever. Each of the four conversations was entirely different, one from the other, led by people who felt equal agency to me and were quite happy to say, you might think that's interesting. We think this is interesting. And off we went down another tack. Mm. And for me, that is really fantastic. I find that really engaging when, if you like, the audience has taken control and don't feel in any way beholden to someone who is notionally a facilitator or a leader. And it's because if you think of the physicality, we're all on the same level. We're sitting in a pub and we're around a table in a pub. There is no hierarchy at that point. Mm. And the fact that a group of people begin to establish their own norms. So even though they're only there for a couple of hours, one group has different views of the world to another group. So they express that. So in some ways, it was a continuous conversation with a single group, punctuated by the odd person turning up and attempting to keep the conversation going. And that made that it felt qualitatively different and an incredibly valuable learning experience and a very engaging learning experience. And in some ways, it's sad that we don't have more of those sorts of informal events where, in some ways, you know, the workers have taken over the asylum. Now, it's not managed and controlled. It's allowed to evolve and fit into the spaces that people want it to. Mm. So the idea of having a conversation that I don't control, but I can inform, I really enjoyed that. So you know that it was relevant to those people because it was their conversation. Whereas, you know, if I come in and do my shtick, I may hit some, I may miss. But this was, by definition, what people wanted. And I think there's more to it than just let's have a bar camp. I think it's a very important way of having quite interesting and profound conversations in a very informal setting where there was a lot of humor and a lot of jibbing, but a lot of seriousness. And if you add in the magical dimension of beer, what's not to like? So that is my take. And well done, Martin, for sticking around. You know, the difficulty is organizing it, corralling that group of people, getting it sorted, booting out of our table, the reserve tables, others who just turned up are unwilling to move. So, you know, that's the hard bit. The easy bit is just letting the conversation flow. And conversation really flows. At least that was my experience.
I've never heard any feedback in that depth about the event. So thank you for sharing that. The other thing I would add to it is that actually it's, there are you and everyone else who spoke at this year's event, and all those that have spoken at previous events are incredibly generous with their time, and they are prepared to do what you've just described. And I think that really marks people out, actually. And especially in this industry, I think there's a lot of, in the formal settings, there's a divide between the person on the stage and the person in the seat, the people in the seats, as you've described. When in actual fact, when I go and ask those people on the stage to come into the bar at the end of the day and be with everyone and see the whites of their eyes and all the rest of it, they are actually totally up for doing it. And I think that's really interesting too. So it's a very positive reflection on the industry. But I think there just needs to be a lot more of it, because I think that's where, I think, you know, feedback from participants of this event is very positive in that they learn a lot and they get to talk to people in a way that they wouldn't normally get to talk with them, and also with people who are normally on a stage. So actually, they're very at close quarters, and you describe well the type of conversations that can then flow from that. So I'll take that as a let me do some more, and hopefully other events will have similar things in the future. But I think we should leave it there. And Nigel, thank you very much for sharing that feedback.
It's a pleasure, and thanks for doing that. It gave some real food for thought. From scratch.